listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. We've been discussing several of the Christ-like attributes found in Preach My Gospel this month, both on the blog and on the show. And one we haven't talked about yet is diligence, which is defined as steady, consistent, earnest, and energetic effort. To discuss this attribute and how to better incorporate it into our lives, we have with us here in studio today Lynn Whipple, who is the Area Self-Reliance Services Manager for the LDS Church. Thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here, Jen. Thanks.
So first, just describe what you do and what that sort of title encompasses.
Well, the Area Self-Reliance Manager is responsible for helping the church to implement its self-reliance initiatives here in the domestic U.S., It's been busy and working in the international church and now have the responsibility for helping it get in place here in the U.S.
Why do you think that diligence is a Christ-like attribute?
Because to me, it's at the core of really that ability to kind of get things done in successive, small, simple ways. It's not the big things. It's the doing the little things consistently every day that makes it a Christ-like attribute.
That add up to a big thing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
We talk a lot about diligence with missionaries because they have to be very diligent in what they do every day. But what about non-missionaries? How can we kind of talk about that in that context?
Well, to me, diligence is really just a consecutive small successes, adaptation. That's where eternal progress is really achieved. You make it every day. Well, my bishop gave us an interesting thought one day. He said, you can't live to be done. I thought about that a lot, that we live for oftentimes end lines or finish lines rather than those little increments of daily positive success. And that's really where growth is.
Well, those are harder, right? Because it's
much
easier
harder
to just check off something off the list.
Yeah.
But it's harder to be consistent every single day.
Yeah, we like fire drills.
But yes, exactly. It's like a diet, a really,
yeah,
really, really long diet.
Uh-huh.
How do you think diligence and self-reliance are related?
Well, really, if you use the term perseverance, then diligence, perseverance, self-reliance is not something you achieve overnight. It is something that you do a little bit at a time and make the progress towards increasing our ability to take care of ourselves. That's really what it's about.
Well, outside of your career, this is so interesting. You also volunteer within prisons,
yeah,
to teach individuals how to set goals, how to make positive decisions, keep commitments to themselves and to others. How can learning these skills help people be more diligent in their lives?
One of the first things we try to help inmates at the prison understand, get a hold of is – and we're teaching a set of positive decision-making tools – the first one is that I'm in charge, that I can choose. That's – to you and me, that may not be a new concept. To them, that's really pretty amazing because their whole lives have usually been controlled by outside influences. In fact, we teach getting out of prison by going in to yourself. And that's where real diligence happens, inside yourself, making the decisions to how we think, how we act, how we talk on a little consistent basis. And so we just try to teach them a set of tools to make that happen more frequently in their lives.
I imagine you meet with people a lot like this within the prisons, but also on a broader spectrum. What advice do you have for people who feel like they can't change, that it's impossible for them to accomplish a big change in their life?
Yeah, you know, what I tell them is, yeah, we can change. Look, think about it, that we're changing really every day. We change our thoughts. We change our opinions. Sometimes behaviors are a little more difficult to change, but we can do that. We tell the women at the prison, 10 steps forward and 2 steps back is still 8 steps ahead. And that's where the diligence comes in, that the daily repeat, that for me is the real value, the exciting part of the atonement, that – you know, okay, I didn't do it perfect today. Pick it up, try it again. 10 steps forward, 2 steps back, still 8 steps ahead.
Also very empowering.
That's right.
Yeah, it probably gives them empowerment within their own lives.
Yep.
How has your testimony been affected by all of this?
You know, I've gained a much greater appreciation for the compassion of the Savior. He really is interested in our increments of improvement, just little bits at a time. He cheers us probably greater than we ever cheer ourselves. And I've learned a lot more about the healing power of his atonement. I'm much less judgmental of others because I realize we're all really just practicing how to live every day and getting it better just a little bit at a time. And I'm kinder to myself. I get a better understanding of the difference between godly sorrow, which leads to repentance, and shame, which is just really feeling bad and knocking ourselves down. It's really about eternal progression, just getting up and keeping going.
Well, thank you so much for your insight. Lynn Whipple from the LDS Church, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jen.
The quote of the day comes from Louisa May Alcott, author of Little Women, and she said, "Work is and always has been my salvation, and I thank the Lord for it." What an attitude to have. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This show, of course, is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.